say you're trying to find a mentor, but when it comes to the field you're trying to be like me, I want to make music. You're looking at something and you want to be somewhere, but right now you might not have the accessibility it is to just contact those people.
Good. That's the biggest excuse everyone tells me. Yeah, sure, Dave, because you have access to everyone. Remember this question. Do you know anyone that could help me? So you might not know them and have access to them, yeah. Right? But like just today, you want to be in the music industry? I got a friend, he's T.I.'s partner, right? I got Marcus Thomas in New York. You don't know any of those guys, but guess who does? Right. And what do you have to ask? Right. Dave, do you know anyone? That can help me. All right, Cameron, what do you want? Yeah, let me introduce you. You willing to sacrifice for them? I'm doing them a favor. I'll call them. Are you willing to sacrifice for them? You really want this? Yes. Right? Right? So then work for free. Sleep in your car. Sleep on your mom's couch. Right? Make me look good, but I'll hook you up. All right, Little John's my friend. I'll call him. Tell me what kind of music you want to be. What you want to be a producer, you want to do boards, you want to do management. I don't know. What do you want to do in music? Let me find that guy for me. And maybe I don't know anyone, but guess what? I know Brian, and Brian knows all those guys. I ask for help all the time. It's not who you know. It's who is the gatekeeper that may know. And the more people, watch this as an example. Devin, do you know anyone in the music industry? You do. Would you mind making an introduction for me? But yeah, most people are like Cam. Yeah. Fuck, dude, I don't have any access. None of them look like anybody I know in the music industry. None of them look like, except for him maybe, that they're musicians. But we all have killer contacts. I mean, we listed them out. Think about what access you have.
Yeah.
And all you gotta do is ask and then be willing to sacrifice. I don't think, you know, it's like G and I, man. We sacrifice. We want people to see that we're not just telling you to do this stuff. You know, it's not just a theory, right? It's not just a theory to ask people for help or ask who you know that could help me. There's a lot of leads for you. Way more than sitting home on Indeed trying to get in the music industry or on Monster or, you know, going to school asking your professor or your career counselor, who do you know? There's a lot of power. Imagine if you went to like, you know, NAMM. The, you know, NAMM convention. Imagine how people there know people in the music industry. And imagine if you just walked around saying, hey man, I want to break in. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to shovel shit with my hands 6 days a week, 12 hours a day to get it and make it in this industry. Can you help me? Do you know anyone that can help me? Imagine at the end of the day, how many people you would have listed out giving you offers of shit you could do.
Hey, if you have not caught on already and you're slow to the draw, I'm actually doing Q&A podcasts all month long. If you have some questions for me, go ahead, call me, email me, text me. If you have a carrier pigeon, go ahead, send that out as well. I'm here in Orange County, California. Love to answer any questions that you have, allowing me to leverage the dummy tax that I paid. As you know, I can't pay those state or federal taxes, but I will pay your dummy tax. Come join me for the Q&A here on The Playbook.